proud of how hard our guys played. I'm proud of their effort and how they tried to play together. And it's a good win for us. You guys go ahead.
Just seemed like an all-around good performance offensively and defensively. The offense was shooting lights out in that first half, especially in defense, like you said, with the effort.
Yeah, we shot the ball well, and you know, when you shoot it well, you typically play well. You know, shot making is such a big part of playing well, and we got guys that can make some shots, and if we can create for each other, then we'd be a lot better shooting team. But tonight, I thought we stepped up and made some, and we're really proud of them.
Just how nice is it to see like the effort they've been putting in? They had that heartbreaker at Southern. They had a good game against Illinois State. But have them be rewarded for the effort they've been putting in these last few games?
You know, we got guys with some character. You know, we understand that we have a lot of basketball left to play. It's, you know, playing hard, it should never be an issue. But sometimes, you know, if your judgment's a little cloudy, it could be an issue. But right now we're playing hard, and that's a good sign, and I'm really proud of them.
Just see it kind of clicking right now too, just the way the offense is running and everything. Aside from that playing hard, just the basketball wise.
You know, I've been so focused on the playing hard that's kind of what I'm focused. I think we're talented enough that if we play hard. Than the other team, we're going to have a chance. Yep.
What do you think the biggest difference was between whenever you guys played Drake a week and a half ago to tonight?
Well, our players have taken ownership of the team. I think that their voice is a lot louder than mine, which is the way it's supposed to be. They've decided that they want to play harder, and we just played harder. I mean, I think that's the biggest difference, and it's – again, I'm proud of them. I mean, I think they made a great decision. I think they're doing a great thing.
They came together. They said they came together as a team, kind of just to have a little meeting. They wouldn't tell us what it was, family business, but just to have them doing things like that, just trying to come together and take ownership. How nice is that for you as a coach?
Well, I mean, you know, it's good to see. It's their team. I mean, it really is. This team will never be together again, no matter what, because it has seniors. And, you know, God's willing, I'll coach 50 more teams, I hope. So it's their responsibility to take ownership of their team. And, you know, I set in a nice coaching, like a coaching seminar this morning, and it talked about teams that police themselves, or coach police teams, or a little bit of both. And honestly, we need all three of those. You know, there needs to be some things I do, some things that they do, and then some things that they do for themselves. You know, and so it's good to see them take some ownership.
A couple of your starters early on got into some foul troubles, some concerns there early on in the game, and having to shuffle other people in and out.
Yeah, you know, it ended up being a blessing in disguise because we could play some small ball, and they struggled out on the perimeter defending when we had Lamont at the five. That's definitely something that, as coaches, we've talked about all conference season long, you know, playing him with four other guards because we should be hard to guard. But you don't have a true point guard in that mix. And so Gage and Tulio playing out of the post, sometimes they're like our point guard. And so we can't always do it. But tonight it worked because we were making some shots and they had to extend pressure a little bit and we were able to get downhill. So that ended up being a blessing in disguise.
Lamont seemed to have one of his better games here tonight. Just what do you like from him?
You know, I just thought him, as well as everybody else, they played hard. You know, I thought he tried to make a concentrated effort to play hard. There's a lot of ball left to be played, and I was glad to see him play hard and play well.
Saw a little more time for Isaiah today after not playing as much the last three games. Just kind of what went into trying to get him a little more out there tonight?
Well, you know, he's a good player. I just want Isaiah playing as hard as he can all the time because he's such a good player. And you know, that's somebody that, you know, we'd like to build around. And our best player's got to be our hardest worker if we want to if we want to get this to where it needs to be going, you know. And when he plays hard, he's going to play. I just think I just think he's been blessed with unbelievable abilities, and he should play as hard as he can.
Is that kind of the message with most of the team, considering how they get their minutes, is just if you see them playing hard, they're going to get it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've all been blessed with talents in this world. And we do God a disservice when we don't go about it as hard as we can. We really do, whether it be a basketball player or a doctor. It could be a street sweeper, right? Martin Luther King's famous quote, it's Black History Month. He had a famous quote about street sweeper. Here lies the world's best street. And I believe that. I really believe that you should do your very best. And when our players do their very best, we got a good team. And when we don't do our best, we don't have a good team. But I like to reward people when they do their best. Yeah.
Taking care of the ball, only turnovers tonight. That seems to be a going in the right direction.
You know, the same thing happened last year. We turned it over in the non-league, but the Valley, it's not a turnover league. And that's why we've tried to turn people over. We turned them over 18 times a night. But sometimes our lineup is so big that we can't turn people over. But on the other side of the ball, we've done a good job taking care of the ball. And again, trying to play through the post early in a possession. And that really helps us, because most people double team. And if they don't, Tulio and Gage can score it at a high percentage. And, you know, the sooner you get it to them, you know, the less likely we are to turn it over. Yep.
This is the 700th win for Missouri State as a Division I program. What's it like to have this kind of a win as the 700th win?
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, all wins are good. You know, hopefully I win 700 games here one day, right? No, that is a great honor. You know, we've got one of the top 30 of winning programs of all time. We're definitely in the upper 30s, I believe. And, you know, to have 700 is good, especially as Division I, because I guess if you count prior to Division I, we may be upwards of 1,000. And then that's, you know, that's a lot of wins. That's a good number. And I'm just happy that we could give the effort that we should when we wear that jersey. And I thought our effort was really good tonight.
Just the timing of kind of you guys having this kind of effort and playing well right now, mid-February, how nice is that to be going at the right time?
You know, I mean, if you're going to play your best ball, you want it to be this late in the season. And I really think we can continue to get better. We have a deep team when everybody's playing hard and everybody's playing together and smart. But if you're going to play Rocky basketball and then decide to play well in a season, now is the best time to decide to do that. And we'll see what we got when we go on the road to Terre Haute. This is still a race from the standings I looked at tonight. Some people lost. I think with a win, we can get as high as fourth or something like that. So, I mean, you know, we just have to take it one day at a time and continue to play hard. I mean, if you don't win but you played hard, you can sleep at night. But if you don't win because you didn't play hard,